It is a concern for us. We need to plan for it. We need to be aware of it. It is very hard to plan in this volatility and uncertain economic environment. But what I would equally caution against is panic and doom and gloom. You know, Ireland can only control what it can control. Our economy is performing strongly in spite of the trade war and the accompanying uncertainty. The recent tax take is up by 7.5% year on year. So there are positives, but in the run up to the budget and mindful of that volatility and global risk that exists, I would ask that the government do two particular issues that would help Ireland. That A, they make provision for a short-term, short-time working schedule for Indigenous small businesses, which, as we know, are key in this region. So if the worst comes to the worst, and if layoffs or reduced hours are necessary, well, introduce a scheme that similarly did during COVID. And in fact, Germany have already done this in preparation for the impact of the Trump slump. And the second action that our government could do would be to support our businesses in adapting and refocusing into new markets. So we've got, as again within the region, we've got very global businesses, but we equally have small SMEs who may have focused only on the EU or whatever. So it's to give them those supports to expand within the EU, but equally in Asia and the emerging African markets. So really, overall, you know, what Trump has done is give a jolt to the world global order. But, you know, let's perhaps it's a jolt that we needed to question our over-reliance on certain markets, on certain international relationships, and indeed for us to become more self-sustainable where we can, and to refocus on other international relationships.
So do you don't think then, Councillor Higgins, that there is cause for major concern among companies right across the Northwest?
No, I wouldn't panic. I think there's a lot of panic out there at the moment that I would caution against that. Because again, as I said, what will happen in America is that Trump himself, he's a deal maker and he wants to win at all costs. So if and when he sees the polls going against him, he may cut back on that trade wars, or may dampen down some of it. I'm not saying all of it, but certainly some of it. But equally, as I said, the other side of it, we have to be realistic. There are tariffs in place now. We have to deal with them. But in dealing with them, we can look at other markets for supply chains, other markets to sell our goods. You know, and we have phenomenal products, phenomenal both small and global businesses here within the region that really, you know, if they can weather this storm, and I genuinely believe that we have the resilience to do that and come out of it stronger and better. And as I said, with different supply chains and other relationships.